Hi, everybody. What is going down? Welcome to a very, very personal book burning today. And I'll explain why in a second. I also have some mail. Hi, everybody. Let's hang out. I have a personal one. Real quick, let's kick it off with just a very short letter. Dear Big Bear, more grapple for your babble. Keep crushing, my friend, D.D. Bear. Thank you, D.D. Bear. Thanks for supporting the stream. So, would you like me to announce the first thing I'm burning or the book? The personal item? Well, I'll just tell you. The book we are burning this evening was a gift. It is by Neil deGrasse Tyson, Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. But that isn't what makes this book burning tonight personal. I was going through my bear cave this evening and today, cleaning it all out, getting it ready to be a good place to make juice. And I was looking at all the wonderful things you guys have all sent me. I'm talking handmade mandolins, you know, artifacts from war, handmade pop-up books based on streams we had about the three pigs. You know, the craftsmanship of the stuff people have sent me, like a hand-drawn picture someone drew in prison in the moment he returned to Jesus. You know, people's Bibles that they were in the desert. You know, just incredible stuff. And then I saw something else, something that I've been holding on to for a long time. And it didn't fit. You have all this beauty. You have, knitted booties for my kids and special, you know, a children's book that someone read to their kids, you know, a Mormon songbook from a woman whose dad used to sing it to her. Mind-blowing stuff, you know, picture people's paintings of me and the bears and everything. It's just crazy, right? And then I see something that brought me back to my Hollywood days. And me holding on to it, I recognize as a weakness. And the thing about book burning, the reason I like to do autographed books or books from my past is because a sacrifice should be personal. To be quite honest, this isn't very personal. This is just going to be cathartic to burn Black Science Man's book. But I saw, when you are an actor in Hollywood or you're a comedian in Hollywood, when you first get a speaking part in a movie, they give you your own chair. I don't know why I'm using that. I mean, people have made me my own mugs. I don't know why I'm using this mug. And I've been holding on to the back of the chair from the movie House Bunny for a long time, and it didn't fit because it's a relic. No one made it for me. This is what it said. This is what you get when you're in Hollywood. It's a movie Adam Sandler produced. And I'm not bitter at Adam Sandler, right? I just don't like that time in my life anymore. I don't feel any sense of pride or accomplishment, you know? I had to wear this stupid thing for my wife's doctor appointment today. And when you're a struggling artist and the first time you get your own chair and you have your name on it, you get a real sense of pride. And you're like, wow, I've made it. And I've been holding on to this stupid thing that was the back of the chair of House Bunny since the movie came out in 2008. So that's 12 years. And as I'm going through the stuff that I'm going to keep and throw away, this was still there. Even though this is in a movie I no longer am proud of, from a time I no longer look at very fondly. And no one made this for me. It was just printed. But I had so much pride wrapped up in this because to me, it was a sense of accomplishment. And so I still held on to it. And when you put value like that in idol, that's idol worship. In a very small way, it's idol worship. Why am I holding on to the back of a chair from an actor's studio? Because I felt special. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not just here to burn bad books. I'm also here to burn relics and whispers from my past So the house bunny chair, that is going right on the fire. And I'm not mad at it. I'm just letting it go because I registered. It was kind of like when I quit drinking. I registered that it shouldn't still be here. Why did I hold on to it? You know, I've thrown away hoodies I like. I've thrown away all kinds of stuff. Why did I keep that stupid chair? And it was because it reminded me of a time when I felt really, really good about myself. And now it's gone. And it feels good. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of shooting a movie at the Playboy Mansion. I never used to understand why Muhammad Ali threw his medals into the river. I used to think he was a silly N-word for doing that. I totally understand now. Totally understand. Now, it's not even close to the same level. Like, the back of a stupid actor's chair is nothing like a gold medal. But it's like when you look at something that you had pride in that you no longer do and you think that it's silly, it's time to let it go. All right, guys. Hey, baby and fellow Bears. Bad prana pride. Right. Peace be upon him. Yes. Gang, for real, that was badass. Dude, that's what really... Oh, and want to know what I'm turning this into? I'm turning this into something called potash, which is high in potassium for my plants. You know? Burn the false pride. Bingo, Taoist Bear. Burn the false idols. Burn the false pride. Burn the relics of Hollywood that... Because that still had a little hook in me. Because I know myself. Why the hell would I hold on to the back of a stupid chair? And now I don't. And it feels great. And now we're going to burn Black Science Man's book. All right. Now we're going to read some mail. How are you guys? That's the real gangster shit? Yeah. When you know yourself, you know, there's some stuff where it's like, oh, a bear made me that mug. Oh, this is awesome. Like, I love being surrounded by that stuff. I'm surrounded by love. You know, when you guys send me stuff that you make or send me stuff that's important to you or hand me down stuff, that's love. That wasn't love. That was an image on a movie screen. And it's like, it just stood out because I haven't went through this stuff in so long that it just stood out to me. It just stood out. Like, I still keep some Sullivan and Son scripts and stuff because one day that could be interesting to see what, you know, what we were talking about way back in the day on TV. You know, that's like, it's like artifacts. But that was just fake pride. All right, let's check out Neil deGrasse. The reason this man is famous for being a scientist is because he's black. The essential universe from our most celebrated and beloved astrophysicist, who's been accused of rape thrice. What is the nature of space and time? How do we fit within the universe? How does the universe fit within us? Asked Black Science Man. All questions that are fairly retarded. There's no guide through the... Want to know what... Can I just show you the wizardry? This all assumes universe as described by these people. What is the nature of space and time? How do we fit within the universe? All right. There's no better guide through these mind-expanding questions than acclaimed astrophysicist, best-selling author, and man with black skin, Neil deGrasse Tyson. But today, few of us have time to contemplate the cosmos. We're too busy working off our debts. I'm just going to add in a few things. So Tyson brings the universe down to Earth succinctly and clearly. So the universe is up? I thought everything was the universe. How does the universe come down to Earth? Isn't Earth part of the universe according to your stupid model? Black man, dumb. So Tyson brings you with sparkling wit and tasty chapters, consumable anytime and anywhere in your busy day. He just described science as tasty and consumable. It is consumable. By the fire. Will you wait for your morning coffee to brew, or the bus, or the train, or a plane to arrive? Yeah, all mass transit, pre-programming for Agenda 21. We get it, Black Science Man. You want us all on little sardine trains. No, as I'm revving up my own truck, as I'm on my four-wheeler with my dog. Oh, I don't think you thought of those options, did you? Astrophysicists for people in a hurry. No, more like people in debt. We'll reveal just what you need to be fluent and ready for your next cosmic headlines. From the Big Bang to black holes. Guys, that's so perverse. From the Big Bang to a black hole? Come on, science man. You gotta be a little more subtle about the anal references. From quarks to quantum mechanics, and from the search for planets to the search for life in the universe. This is coming from people that are pro-abortion. They're searching for life out there, but in the universe of the womb, they want to take it apart and sell it to PepsiCo for sweetener. Here he is. He's been accused of rape thrice. I'm not saying he's guilty of it. I'm just saying three credible witnesses said this. Hey, buddy. What are you up to? Oh, you got a sweet mustache, pal. What are you doing? You want to hang out with me? You can come side of the bears, but you got to go inside. Come here, buddy. Walter is a fire marshal. You see his jacket? Don't stick out your tongue. Don't stick out your tongue, buddy. Say hi to the bears.
Hi, bears.
A no tongue. All right, go inside. Go inside. Be with mama. Okay. I love you, pal.
Have a nice sleep.
I will. I'll be in a little bit. Daddy's just reading to the bears. All right. Neil deGrasse Tyson is an astrophysicist with an American Museum of Natural History. Director of its world-famous Hayden Planetarium. Host of the hit radio and TV show, Star Talk. You know star backwards is rats? And an award-winning author. He lives in New York City. Award for the blackest skin at Norton Publishing. Let me tell you something. Oh, by the way. Oh, sorry. I forgot. We got to burn it. I had a book deal at Norton. They gave me $60,000 to write a book. And then they took it back when they realized who the fuck I was. All right. For those who are too busy to read fat books, yet nonetheless seek a conduit to the cosmos. He's basically saying those of you in so much debt you have to work are too stupid to understand words. All right. All right, Neil. That's what I think of you, buddy. Neil deGrasse Tyson's greatest achievement was being black. I'm not the one who's doing that, by the way. I'm just a conduit, guys. I'm a conduit for you to understand how this culture works. The thing that mainstream loves about Neil deGrasse Tyson is that he's black. That's true. That's why they love wheelchair guy because he talked like a robot. And they loved Einstein because he was a 5'3" grabber, married his cousin. They're never just going to have a 6'8" blue-eyed legend out there just crushing. No, they need somebody to be like an Afro'd black or a... Hey, I'm damn you. Owen's racist. I'm not racist. I'm not the one who fetishizes black skin. If someone's smart, go for it, but I don't fetishize black skin. Preface. In recent years, no more than a week goes by without news of cosmic discovery worthy of banner headlines. Yeah, because the people are pushing it who own the media. That's why they're always in headlines. It's because the people who own all the media and all the banks and all the debt, they like talk of infinite darkness and black holes because then people don't realize that we're part of an economic Ponzi scheme that just popped. Crypto. I don't think so, guys. Without value, the economy is just a giant Ponzi scheme. And unfortunately, a lot of these people don't have anywhere to run to. Last time, Turkey took them in. I don't think Turkey's taking them in this time. Well, media gatekeepers may have developed an interest in the universe. Yeah, it's called MKUltra programming. This rise in coverage likely comes from a genuine increase in the public's appetite for science. If you've been accused of rape three times, don't use words like appetite. Evidence for this abounds, from hit television shows inspired or informed by science, to the success of science fiction films starring marquee actors, who also have been accused of rape and are now doing coke alone in quarantines, and brought to the screen by celebrated producers and directors. Yeah, like a lot of them who have all been accused of rape or are now serving prison sentences for rape. Like Harvey Weinstein, like Woody Allen, like who else we got there? Who's the grabber that's now hiding out in France after anally sodomizing that 13-year-old girl who's passed out drunk at Jack Nicholson's house? I don't know. Is that who he's talking about? I'm flipping this bitch right side up. I'm not going to let these people talk like this anymore. There's also widespread interest around the world. It's so interest. People have so much interest that they're burning the books. The universe is under no obligation to make sense to you. Neil deGrasse Tyson, that's an actual quote right there. The universe is under no obligation to make sense to you. Well, God is under no obligation to make sense to you, but the universe, science, is supposed to make sense to people. The whole point is you have to prove it, explain it, replicate it, engineer it. You have to be able to show people how it works. You could explain to a child how a jet engine works, how a combustion engine works, how, you know, all kinds of stuff work. If the universe, he's now referring to the universe as his own anus, the black hole, the Big Bang. Come on, guys. Read between the lines here. Astrophysicists for People in a Hurry. This is basically a book for retards who want to sound smart at cocktail parties as they scope the crowd for drunk people to sodomize. The greatest story ever told. Man. In the beginning, nearly 14 billion years ago, they use numbers that no one can comprehend just so they can keep lying. All the space and all the matter and all the energy of the known universe was contained in a volume less than 1 trillionth the size of the period that ends this sentence. I got another sentence for you. This guy was accused of rape 3 times. Period. When you really stop and think about what they're saying, so they're saying that everything in the world, just forget about the universe, just everything in my backyard fit in the size of a period of a sentence. Show me, science man. The universe has no responsibility to show you. Now buy this snake oil and let me sodomize your family and friends. Ugh. Conditions were so hot. The basic forces of nature that collectively describe the universe were unified. What? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, he definitely raped his own ass, allegedly. Though still unknown how it came into existence, this sub-pinpoint-sized cosmos could only expand. Why couldn't it become a smaller period at the end of a sentence? See, this is why you don't want me around the science brothers. Because when he said they can only expand, that period at the end of a sentence is thousands of microns wide. I mean, that's massive in a micro scale. The period at the end of a sentence can fit trillions and trillions of protons. So it could go smaller. So he's saying it could only expand. It could, if you're talking nonsense retardation world where everything is the size of a period, it could then become a smaller period. That doesn't mean anything. And he knows it. He's just trying to get in your ass. Rapidly in what today we call the Big Bang. Einstein's general theory of relativity. No, E equals MC squared. Einstein equals married cousin twice. True story. He married his cousin twice. Procreated with her. The kid was abandoned into an orphanage and died alone. Allegedly a bit of a flipperhead genetically. He had affairs with at least 6 women, including one named Margarita. Can't make this up. If Einstein even existed, who was a Russian spy. Einstein was a Zionist and was almost the first president of Israel, but he declined because of all the sodomizing he was up to. I mean, that's why they don't let me in these rooms, guys. Because if I just ask those questions, everyone's like, You, sir, are not part of this discussion. So you're saying Einstein didn't marry his cousin twice, abandon his wife and child, and push Zionism, and push, like, are you saying that that isn't true? You're saying his kid wasn't a flipper head. There's no flipper on the head? Oh, why are you? How dare you? How dare you? I'm daring right now. I'm burning your books. Einstein, understanding gravity, in which the presence of matter and energy curves the fabric of space and time surrounding it and allows you to morally agree with incest. Oh, I'm sorry. That was what he was trying to do. You have to understand the theory of relativity is saying, who are you to say I can't bang my cousin in the ass? Einstein was notoriously into anal, too. You want to go? You want to tangle? I hosted a physics podcast at Caltech. I know a lot about this shit. The theory of relativity was to say, well, just because if someone steals a gumball and someone else eats and sodomizes their cousin, who's to say what's really good or bad or who's worse or better? He with no sin cast the first stone. All they're trying to do is justify incest and anal. No one ever reads the rest of that. He with no sin cast the first stone and rise and never sin again. Like after the comma, people always forget the next part. More, the theory of relativity is saying that depending on mass, which is power, money, whatever you want to say, you can bend morality around you. Space-time. That's all they're doing, guys. Gravity is still a theory. It's not a law. It isn't. You can't replicate it. You can't prove it. You can't explain it. In the 20s, quantum mechanics would be discovered, providing our modern account of all that is small. Molecules, atoms, and subatomic particles. Yet they don't... All right. But these two understandings of nature are formally incompatible with one another. Right? Because they're both based on lies. See, here's the problem. This is why Einstein died, allegedly, scribbling in his notebook about the theory of everything. You have to understand all of these sodomizers. And I mean that. They're all into anal. To the man. And that's... If you're a scientist, you would see that as a correlation you'd want to look into. He died trying to do the unifying theory because all of their individual theories, none of them work together. Like imagine if somebody, because they're all lies. So quantum theory does not work with general physics. That does not work with all this shit because, what happens very small is different than what happens very big. Like the laws, quote unquote, laws of physics keep changing. And so they were trying to unify it, kind of like globalism, where they're trying to take Serbia, Japan, China, three regions of the United States, Peru, and Israel, and make it work. Just make it work with debt and sodomy. And it just doesn't work. And you can keep ramming it home all you want, but it doesn't work. And now it's ash. Let's skip ahead, shall we? Let's skip ahead, shall we? Let's skip ahead, shall we, DeGrasse Tyson? By the way, any man with a hyphenated name is a sodomite. All right, what do we got here? Between the galaxies and the grand tally of cosmic constituents, galaxies are what typically get counted at his cocktail parties as they scope the crowd for ass. By the way, I'm not the perverse one. Oh, why do you always have to make it about anal? I'm revealing it. And once you see it, you know. And then you see them all bragging about it. There really is something with shit eaters. I have a theory that there were some people that survived some sort of deluge where they had to survive in eating each other's shit. And now they have a fetish for it. I swear to God, I know that sounds crazy, but way less crazy than this shit. Latest estimates show that the observable universe may contain 100 billion of them. 100 billion galaxies, huh? According to what? You don't know what the fucking North Star is. You don't know why it... These people think the North Star moves. Bright and beautiful and packed with stars. Galaxies decorate... I think he's referring to gay bars in LA. Imagine, okay, just substitute... Forget the word galaxy and just assume I'm talking about gay bars in Los Angeles. Bright and beautiful and packed with stars. Does that sound like a galaxy or a fucking gay bar? You know. Someone just said, geez, man. I just, you're in a timeout. Next time you're banned for life. I just burned my first major movie roles chair. Do you think I won't ban a stranger who just says, geez, man? I just, lately I've been assuming that you've been having conversations with each other. So that's why I'm a little lighter on the ban hammer and more timeout hammer. Bright and beautiful and packed with stars, galaxies, gay bars decorate the dark voids of space, like cities across a country at night. By the way, the dark voids he's referring to is the country where all the food comes from. Listen to how much of an arrogant little fuckface this guy is. If only someone would just give him their bike. Bright and beautiful and packed with stars, galaxies decorate the dark voids of space. Here's the simile, comparison using like or as. Hey, Norton, I'm a better writer than this retard. Like cities across a country at night. So he's now referring to the countryside as dark voids. That's where all your food comes from. The cities consume the food. And in return, they give us deranged culture and death. How empty is the countryside between cities? Just because galaxies are in your face, and just because they would have us believe that nothing else matters, the universe may be nonetheless contain hard to detect things between the galaxies. This is not, he's just thinking of shit and writing it. You understand that? There's no scientific test that you can do to see what is in between the, there's no galaxies. You can't land on a moon. There's a hard, fast barrier up there. You can't have a pressurized world next to a vacuum. Anybody can do these experiments in their garage. Pressurized, non-pressurized. Okay, what happens to the air? Diffusion. It will go towards, the gravity, counterbalance. Fuck, it does not. It doesn't make any sense. Maybe those things are more interesting or more important to the evolution of the universe than the galaxies themselves. Our own spiral-shaped galaxy. Yeah, you are spiraling. The Milky Way is named for its spilled milk. I'm pretty sure that ain't milk. I think I know why you boys name things what you do. Yeah, no thrust in a vacuum, exactly. Exactly, and you can prove it. You can prove it in vacuum chambers over and over again. Have you ever seen a video of someone in a spacesuit in a vacuum chamber? Of course not. They would die immediately. Spilled milk to the unaided eye across Earth's nighttime sky. Oh, and unaided means an eye that hasn't had the lies whispered into its ear by a sodomite bike thief like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Indeed, the very word galaxy derives from the Greek galaxias, milky. I don't think they're talking about milky, pal. Our pair of nearest neighbor galaxies, 180,000 light years distant, are both small and irregularly shaped. Kind of like the mole on your ass. You should get it checked out, Tyson. You got ass cancer. Ferdinand Magellan's ship log identified these cosmic objects during his famous round-the-world voyage of 1519. He didn't make it around the world, retard. He died in the Philippines. And the world isn't a globe. He died in the Philippines. Everybody knows that. In his honor, we call them the large and small Magellanic clouds, and they are visible primarily from the southern hemisphere as a part of cloud-like splotches in the sky. Splotches of milk? Guys, hide the perversion a little more. This crappy fiction writing, beyond. The nearest galaxy larger than our own is 2 million light years away. Just ask him how light can be a particle and a wave at the same time. All he can do is try and finger you. Billions and billions and billions of squirts. How far is a light year, you ask? The distance it takes to squirt. What? Oh, I'm sorry. The distance it takes to squirt. Oh, I did it again. I can't hear. This is insane. This is psychotic, like, nonsense. This is, if a little kid wrote this to me, like, if my son wrote this and was like, Dad, I wrote a story, I'd be like, hey, buddy, I know you're four, but it's time to grow up a little bit. This is nonsense. You will find most known dwarf galaxies, called the Rogans, hanging out near bigger galaxies called the Legends, in orbit around them like satellites. Yeah, like little Rogan satellites. The two Magellana clouds are part of the Milky Way's dwarf family. Milky Way dwarf? Do they have to pay Rogan money for this? All right. But the lives of satellite galaxies can be quite hazardous. Most computer models of these orbits show a slow decay in morality. Oh, I'm sorry. That ultimately results in the hapless dwarfs getting ripped apart and then eaten by the Legends. The hapless Rogans. The Milky Way, dude, this is so, I can't believe this is considered true. I can't believe I'm considered the crazy one for pointing out that he can't talk about dwarf galaxies being ripped apart and eaten 100 million light years away. Like, this is so fucking stupid. Well, their time is ending. It's fine. There is a massive decentralization and people are waking up. The Milky Way engaged in at least one act of cannibalism in the last billion years. You sure you're talking about the Milky Way? You're talking about you and your buddy in the wheelchair with the robot voice. They're always trying to justify cannibalism, sodomy, and incest. Have you noticed that? By the way, if you got a flock of meat birds and you don't feed them enough, they'll start eating one. When it consumes a dwarf galaxy whose flayed remains... Oh, this dude is... All jokes aside, I think this dude is eating a person. Allegedly. That's my opinion. The dwarf galaxy's flayed remains can be seen as a stream of stars orbiting the galactic center beyond the stars of the constellation Sagittarius. Ugh. For those of you that understand human... he's saying something here. The system is called the Sagittarius Dwarf, but should probably have been named Lunch. He really wrote that. Hilarious, Neil. It probably should have been named Lunch. Holy shit. In the highest density environment of clusters, two or more large galaxies routinely collide and leave behind a rape allegation. Oh, I'm sorry. That's your life, Neil. A titanic mess. Spiral structures warped beyond all recognition. Dude, he's just describing his inner world. Listen to this. In the high-density environment of clusters, two or more large galaxies, like your parents, Neil, like you and an ex-wife maybe, routinely collide and leave behind a titanic mess. Spiral structures, like children, warped beyond all recognition. Newly introduced bursts of star-forming regions spawned from the violent collision of gas clouds. It sounds like two academics trying to have a family. And hundreds of millions of stars strewn hither and you having freshly escaped... Hey, Charlie! Escape from the gravity of both galaxies. Who do you want to live with, mommy or daddy? Some stars resemble to form blobs that could be called dwarf galaxies or the Rogan. Hey, bud. What's up, guys? About 10% of all large galaxies show evidence of a major gravitational encounter with a... This is a silly book. You want to see what we do with the silly book? Just stay right there. Actually, maybe we don't include you in this one. Oh, will you go get Daddy a big glass of water? Please. Thank you. Charlie, stay away from the fire. He's not old enough to understand Bernie books. Can I have some water, love? Thanks. Big glass of water. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I pulled an audible on that one. They really are. Like, that is a very, very literal. You know, there just isn't... Then I'd be answering questions for, like, weeks about, like, why did we burn... Leave that, buddy. Leave that. I wonder who really wrote all this. I know who approved it.
What's that book?
This is a book by a very silly man. Thank you, love. Go inside with mama, guys. Thank you. Oh, it's so warm. What's that? The fire's going very well. All right. And it's not because I don't want him to know eventually that you burn the lies. But, like, little kids, they're so literal that for the next week, I would just be like, why'd you burn that book? It's like, because he's a silly man. Do all silly men write books? No. Is this book silly? Should we burn this book? No, that's a good book. So he's not a silly man. He could be a silly man. I just avoid complicated situations for children. All right, anyway. From a distance, you got to just trust me on this. Walter's so polite and sweet. Yes, because I, good parenting call, BB. Thank you. I agree. A book by a very weak man. Yeah, but I didn't even want to say that because he'd be like, is this by a weak man? No, that man. And then I'll be like, I don't know, maybe he is a weak man. I don't know the man. It's just called Brown Bear. What do you see? I see a yellow bird looking at me. Is the yellow bird, should we burn this? No, no. Why? Because it's not culturally degrading. What's culturally degrading? Just, you want to jump on the trampoline? Yeah, I don't mind 1,000 questions when it's about physical reality. Like, why does a chicken do this? Like, why is it? Let's look at this scar. Like, I recently taught him how to shoot a bow and arrow. Lots of questions. Great. Book burning cultural degeneracy is not something a little kid needs to understand. All right. Especially because I'm reading it. It's one thing if we just had a pile of books. I bet a kid wouldn't even realize that it was weird. They'd probably be like, oh, okay, because we burned. I still have the mind a little bit of a child where it's like cardboard is the same thing. You know? Okay, I'll tell you a quick story. You know what? I'm so sick of Neil deGrasse Tyson. Let's just watch it burn. So we go in to, we like our doctor. He's cool. So Amy's due in August. So we're asking a bunch of questions. And he's totally cool. You know, we talked about how contact with her immediately after, yada, yada. I'm going to tell him that we're keeping the placenta. You guys get it. But he just goes, oh, you know, as long as we're in there, we can tie her tubes. And I just go, no, 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 no. And he laughed and he was like, no. And I'm like, no. And that was the second time he did that. But I think all doctors do that. They just are like, hey, you want us to tie the tubes? We're like, I'm like, no. And he laughed at how intensely aggressive I was in that response. It was just and so on the way home, there's a point to the story. I was like, he better not touch the tubes. And she's like, he's not. And this is when my childlike view of the world kicks in, which is why I'm so funny, I think. It's unintentional sometimes. You gotta save some pages. Doctors are also salespeople trying to sell medical services. Right, and he's cool. He's got goats. I vetted him. I'm like, imagine if I went into the doctor and they were just like, I might as well cut your testicles off. And she's like, it's not the same thing. I'm like, it is. And so my child view, like, Walter sees the world so clearly that if I was just burning a book for kindling, he wouldn't see the difference between that and a paper towel and cardboard, because it really isn't. There's words on cardboard. We have this insane fetish with books where it's like the book burning, the modern book burning. Oh, Nazi book burning. There's words all, like, there's words on this. Like, if you burn, is it burning words? Is it burning words on paper? Like, what exactly is your deal with it? You know, and people don't know. They're like, oh, it's just evil. It's, you know, burning books. And then next it's people. I'm like, what about magazines? Newspaper? No, newspaper's great kindling. So it has to be bound. So it's bound. What if it's a book of lies? Like, what if it's a book that, okay, what about Mein Kampf? Can you burn Mein Kampf? Oh, yeah, you can burn Mein Kampf. That's a bad book. I'm like, so you have nothing you're standing on. Nothing. So a newspaper, great. Mein Kampf, great. Science, no. So you're now showing me your religion is science, and you're seeing it as holy books. You understand? There's no logic. And so that's why when I was, you know, Amy was laughing because I've been like this my whole life. She knows exactly who she married. But I was like, he better stay away from the tubes. And she was like, he will. He was just asking. I go, that's the second time he's asked. And she goes, he probably forgot. And they just say that because it's convenient at the time. I'm like, we're making sure. And she's like, and so then I brought up the testicle example. I was like, imagine if I go in for a routine something and they just keep asking if I want my testicles removed. She's like, it's not the same thing. I'm like, it's a one-to-one allegory. It's an exact comparison where it's like, do you want me to make you infertile? It's like, that's the same thing. It's like, you want me to cut off your balls? No. It's like, no. The question itself, doctor's following procedure. Yeah, he's a good guy. I would say, you know, being in the doctor area today was, it was odd. You know, everybody's now dressed like insane people. And I just, it's funny. I felt a little emasculated being with a super pregnant wife. And she just kept being like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, she's like, how are you handling everything? I'm like, and at that point, I started laughing. I'm like, I should be here supporting you. But she knows when I'm surrounded by lies, I get very uncomfortable. This is the third C-section. And I was like, so a fourth is fine? And he was like, yeah, you just have to wait 9 months. I'm like, great. He's a very good doctor. But all the procedures all the procedures freak me out. As they should anybody. As they, medical personnel find the procedures a little freaky. Wouldn't have had that pushed on us a lot though. Dude, I was talking to my friend and she said that like all the women in her family had hysterectomies back in the day. Being around a pregnant wife, I know the feeling, BB. Yeah, but it's funny because usually I'm more of like a rock character. And when I'm surrounded by lies, Amy's always like, are you okay? I'm like, because Like walking into the place, they told us we had to put hand sanitizer on. And I was like, no. And the lady was like, well, then you can't come in the building. And I was just like, and Amy was just like, and I was like, okay. Because at that point, it's like, okay, I'm here. It's about my wife. It's not about me. Like, if it was just me, I'd say, then I'm not coming in your sick building. But again, you got to rank. You got to know all these things going in. I'd already thought about all this stuff. So I'm like, all right, I'm here to make my wife. Oh, this thing just went out. Okay. 1 second. All right, we're back. Sweet. Don't inhale Neil deGrasse Tyson's ashes. No, I'm using this as fertilizer. It's potash. It's potash that it gives plants potassium. All right, I just wipe the sanitizer on the pants. Well, I know, but it's all good. It is what it is. The book was melting. Those lies don't want to burn. Oh, they'll burn. Oh, they'll burn, guys. Just wait. It's a nice, cool, relaxing, refreshing, burning. So did you go in? Yeah. I'm there to support my wife. If I was working there, I wouldn't go in. If it was just like, but if it's like, okay, my wife has to have a C-section. She really wants me there to ask the tough questions. I can put on a little hand sanitizer. I'm not giving up DNA. I'm not wearing a mask. I've already thought all this shit through. I theoretically am capable of putting hand sanitizer on my hands to go in a building. I won't wear a mask and I won't give anyone my DNA. The logic breaks down when it has to be their sanitizer. What if you say, there's no logic, Huntington Bear. Because I was, Amy was like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, you know, the fact that I'm trusting my wife and my baby in an area where everyone is apparently like mentally ill. But other than that, it's great. And she laughed. She's in good spirits. Everything will be fine, you know? But it's just being around that level of mental illness is a little off-putting. Where people are like sharing masks. They're taking their masks off when they're on the phone and then putting it back on. It doesn't make any, you've already given three your DNA. I've never given my DNA. Who the hell's three? Hubs Work said they need to wear masks. He said, see you later. Good. Good for him. Doctor's office are indeed stressful. It's hard to take. Yeah, and you can tell, no, like, a lot of them aren't into it. A lot of them are just annoyed. And now Ben Shapiro is like, if we're going to open the economy, just wear the mask. Don't give your enemies bullets. Just wear the mask and have your social distancing. It's crazy. It's just annoying. But then again, Dr. Apps have always been annoying. Dude, they used to take out women's uteruses. You guys want to see Made by Jim Bob being hilarious? Hang on, check this out.
Wear a mask and social distance. Your point is that you're responsible enough to go back to work in a free society while taking care not to infect others. So why give your opponents the ammo to argue otherwise? He's such a scheming little homo. This is the same mindset where he told kids, if you disagree with your professor and they're telling lies, just be quiet and get good grades. Because if you get good grades, you can make a lot of money.
Dude, Made by Jim Bob is so funny. Is this thing still going in and out a little bit? It's fine. Did you guys see the Made by Jim Bob thing or no? Should I play it again? Watch.
Yeah. A recommendation. If you were going to protest and reopen, please wear a mask and social distance. Your point is that you're responsible enough to go back to work in a free society while taking care not to infect others. So why give your opponents the ammo to argue otherwise? He's such a scheming little homo. This is the same mindset where he told kids, if you disagree with your professor and they're telling lies, just be quiet and get good grades. Because if you get good grades, you can make a lot of money.
Oh, shit. Is this stream seriously just going in and out now? So fucking annoying. I'm gonna still read my mail, though. What is happening? It's like, it's always at this time of night in the backyard, it always goes in and out. Yeah. I'll just bring the mail inside. Oh. All right, guys. At this time of night, for some reason, the backyard gets a little wonky. I'm going to just read the mail at my piano. Hey, buddy.
Hi, what are you doing now?
I'm going to read the mail at the piano. My reception's kind of going in and out. Hello.
I like how you think he knows what reception is.
I just assume everyone knows what I'm talking about. I was just telling the story about do you want Tubestad? It's like, no. The Tubestad story?
Oh, yeah.
Funny. Does anyone have any questions for my beautiful wife, Amy? Quarantine ISPs are overrun. Hey, bud. It's Charlie. You guys want to say, oh, Charlie, stay down there, buddy. Just relax. Go to mama. Guys, go to mama. Let me just read real quick.
Hi,
Bears. All right. Well, just go over to mama.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. We'll play after. Let me read some letters. Yeah, I'll play some songs. I'm just going to read a couple letters first. What song do you want to hear? Songs, buddy. All right, let me read a couple letters first here, pal. The Bears are very happy. All right. Dearest Big Bear, it has been a while since I wrote you, but I've kept up with the stream while I'm working. There are many things I want to say, but I will try to be as concise as possible. After all, your time is in high demand, despite with the DW dweebs, catboy-loving titty babies, and run-of-the-mill gammas may say. They only know how to posture and how dare you anyway. I want to start this letter with a big thank you for calling me out on the BS just over about a year ago. Your rebukes have beat the living H-E double hockey stick out of all my churchian mentality. P-O-R-N, you know, that addiction and the other some stuff. I honestly feel like a man that my dad would actually respect now. I've reclaimed my masculinity thanks to you and no longer a hunched over little, you know, yes. I hope you enjoy the olive oil I sent last time. Unfortunately, I had to close my business recently and sell my land. Oh, you got to be kidding. That was the best olive oil ever. It hurt having to give up land my grandfather and I worked, but my town was overcome with grabbers from California. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Who started to increase the taxes, regulations, migration to the point that I couldn't bear. They turned my small 3,000 Catholic American town into a 12,000 secular multi-ethnic HELL over the past 7 years. They drove out tradesmen and most good American families due to all the price hikes and cheap labor hires. Most of my old friends have or are planning to move away as well. Hello. But on the positive side, I sold my business in Olive Grove for enough to purchase 205 acres, yes, crushing, along with the necessary funds to build a small farm in the undeveloped high altitude mountain range of northern Arizona. Yeah, and this time get a community with a plan as to when they try to do this again. It has 4 working wells, acres of pine trees, turpentine, and a small pond with a stream that has trout in the spring and summer. Dude, it's probably better than where you just left. For real. And don't worry about the fact it was your father's land. He'd be proud of you. He'd be like, trout? Gravy? All right. Eventually, I plan to take your advice and mill some of the trees to build a table. I have bigger plans overall. Just started growing some maple and nut trees. Now working on chickens, ducks, and beehives. After that, I will get some mini Jersey cows or goats, red wattle pigs, horses, and either alpacas or sheep. I will also have a half-acre garden soon. Yeah, and have a bunch of kids so that you can control voting. I was waiting for the nighttime to start building, and thanks to Corona-chan, it gave me and my 3 best buds, yes, buds, yes, a great excuse to leave the city and start working on the property. We have been here for about 23 days, and now we are crushing. Just last night, we were listening to your stream again, talking about some theories, cracking jokes, occasionally playing guitar, and just sitting around the fire drinking a few Coronas. It was on sale. Yeah. Under the stars, surrounded by moonlight and pine trees. It was honestly one of the best nights of the year for me so far. That sounds like heaven, my friend. Empire Builder. Empire Builder Bear. We have finished surveying the land and necessary fencing. We will start building my house April 13th. In the exchange, I'm giving of them 33 acres, Illuminati confirmed. Of the 205 I bought. We'll work together to build our... This is so beautiful, dude. We will work together to build our little community, and if we grow, maybe one day we will start a town here. We'll have some names like Logos Valley, Bravo Springs, or Ursa Mountains. Dude, that's the dream, dude. This is the dream. Maybe you and the Bears can throw out suggestions. We have figured it'll only take 3 years to get farmhouses established, but we are all 23, so we have plenty of time. Illuminati confirmed, 23. It's only one away from 33. Enos. That's a one-eyed weenus. By then, we will be working on finding us our lady bears to fill out the bedrooms and extra work boots. Thank you, Big Bear. We have a vision to pursue this life. We enjoy listening to you while we have been working as well. We appreciate your volume, as we have no trouble hearing you over the power tools. No problem. If it's okay with the gammas. Thank you for your 1,000th time and keep crushing. Respectfully and much love, Autarky Bear and friend. Dude, I love it. I love it. It's amazing. Oh, these are the seeds were one of the few possessions. His great... Oh, wow. It's from a Navajo Indian friend. These seeds are one of the few possessions his great-grandfather was able to hold onto after they lost their land. I have grown these myself last year, and they're some of the most delicious tomatoes I've had. Love! Can I give you these right now so I don't lose them? Yo, aim! Hello! I won't lose them. Oh, and one more thing. My buddy helped produce a song a few years ago called The Fear by The Score. If you have time, I want to hear a song that could possibly be your anthem music. I suggest you give it a listen. Take care of my brother. Dude, this is amazing. That's real American spirit right there. The grabber has no power over you, my friend. All right. I think Autarky Bear is here now. Awesome. 33 seeds, 66 tomatoes.
9/11. I don't know why I just said 9/11. All right. Greetings, Owen of Oso, of Casa Oso, Vanquisher of Vipers. Hey, Bear here with some grabble for your babble and a great idea for a funny way to troll our wives. Hang on a second. First things first, thank you for streaming for several hours a day. Here. These are ancient Navajo tomato plants.
You were melting the furniture out there.
I was melting the furniture?
Yeah, I got the fire pulled away, though.
Oh, thanks, love. Sorry about that.
Too close.
Is it legit melted?
It's like...
Singed.
It's melting. Like, it's like...
Can we still sit in it?
Well, yeah, it's just like pull it away. Cause
thank you.
Plastic's really hot.
But those seeds are like ancient Navajo seeds.
Oh, sweet. What does that even mean?
It means that like it's a strain that hasn't been growled.
Is Navajo a plant?
No, it's an Indian tribe.
But like, what kind of seed is it?
Tomato.
Oh, tomato, sweet.
All right.
Cool, thank you.
Ow!
Your merry tales of courage have aroused the masculine spirit in all of us, Aryan men. Your voice and piano have been the background music for me while I joyfully hang drywall and burn stuff during this plandemic. Now for my contribution to the community. My wife and I have a 2-year-old and an 8-month-old. The 8-month-old is just beginning to say daddy and all that great stuff. Well, the other day, while my wife was in the other room, I was with our 8-month-old and was trying to teach her how to say pa instead of daddy. My wife came into the room and thought it was funny, so long as I didn't actually mean it. I then improvised an explanation. I've really been putting a lot of thought into it, and I've been decided that I want to ungrabble our language by going back to the good old days when kids called their parents Ma and Pa. Just like my great-granddaddy called his daddy Pa. Wally calls his grandfather Papa.
I call you grandfather Papa.
That's right, buddy. I've really been putting a lot of thought into it, and I've decided that I want...
Hey,
get down, Wally. I'm reading gravy right now. This is a good letter. Spin in the chair. I want to ungrabble our language by going back to the good old days. My wife and I have shared many great laughs over this shtick, and it has also comedically frustrated her a time or two as she is becoming uncertain if I am simply trolling her or if I am dead serious. I want to be called Pa. None of this is trolling. This is all very cool. The kicker was the other day when it actually sounded like the 8-month-old was saying Pa. Oh, you want to hear something funny about Charlie? So Charlie's never said anything, and then the other day he just said chocolate, and then stopped talking again. Amy, you want to tell the story?
Oh, yeah. You pretty much just summed it up. That's what I would say. I was doing laundry, and I found chocolate in the laundry room, and I was like, oh, hey, chocolate. And Walter came running in like, chocolate. And then Charlie just matched him and was like, chocolate! And I was like, oh, can you say chocolate again? He's like, chocolate! And then he did it like a couple more times, and then he went mute.
And then he stopped talking.
And he won't say it. And I was like, can you say mama? And he's just like...
I know, and then today we're all hanging at the fire. And I was like, hey, Charlie, I hear you can say... He's fine. I was like, hey, Charlie, I hear you can say chocolate. And he just goes... Like, he knows we know.
Let's not do that, okay?
Any chance of some music from the band Alabama and an upcoming piano stream? Thank you for all you do for our awesome culture. Hey, Bear. Yes.
We're going upstairs to get a nice real bath.
A nice bath. Good, buddy. Enjoy yourself.
Can I have a bath?
Bye, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, I heard you say chocolate. He just smiled. I just go, hey, Charlie, I heard you say chocolate. He just goes... It's amazing. He can say complicated words and then he just goes right back to not talking. See, that's how he talks. Meanwhile, in a hidden corner of the house, 3 pounds of chocolate. Yeah. Kids develop personality extremely early. It's amazing. Oh, yeah. Charlie is so funny. They're both really funny. Charlie's so like, he can talk and he won't. I think that's so interesting. He's fine. Yeah, so I don't care if he ever talks. I really don't. I mean, I would be like, eh, this is my 50-year-old son, Charles. He'd be like, eh. I'd be like, that's him. He crushes. I don't know what everybody has to say. It's like, who cares? There's too many words in the world anyway. Oh, and I planted a garden today. Thanks for vision. I changed my name from going by Dan, which has a terrible meaning biblically of 666 and the tribe of Antichrist. You can't make that up. Dan, really? Oh, Dan Fox. Dan, all right. All right, means, all right. And thanks for all you're doing. It's changing lives. Enjoy this small gift to your family and keep crushing. DLive member, unauthorized.tv member, I'm praying about what I can provide bears on the trail. I love it, dude. I love it. I mean, Autarky Bear is like textbook bear trail. Thanks for all the gravy, Owen. The good Lord blessing richly your family and lands at Ursa Manor. Amen and love. Amen and love. I love it, buddy. Thank you. All right, last one. You guys enjoying yourselves? I don't think chocolate has a greater meaning. Chocolate. Dude, that's absolutely incredible. Oh, what are you guys talking about? It's Hitlerio Day. Something today is Jesus' birthday. That's why they try to grab it with Hilario. That's one of the theories. And then it's December 25th because the big fat bastard. Oh, one of my friends told me she said her dad, the one advice her dad gave her was when she was seven, a little girl, the woman who played my mom in Sullivan's Son, her dad said Santa Claus isn't real and stay away from doctors. Like, that's the best advice. And I was like, your dad rules. And she was just like, my dad was a great man. And was like the type of man that worked a lot. But like, all you need to do is a little bit of gravy goes a long way. All right. Just Santa Claus isn't real and stay away from doctors. Yeah, I never believed in Santa Claus or Easter. Santa Claus sounds insane to me. Big Bear, longtime listener, first time writer. I'm the guy that introduced you to the stage when you performed in Cleveland Movie Theater a few years back. Yeah, they wouldn't let me anywhere in Cleveland except a movie theater that I rented in the ghetto. I remember saying we had the privilege of spending the evening with someone who doesn't just bitch about culture, but makes culture. It has been a blast watching that attitude permeate the Bear community. People are getting it. Anyway, I experienced a great synchronicity right around Easter. One night, my wife is playing music in the kitchen, and the Gladiator theme song comes on. That song always hits me in the belief muscles because of the true imagery of Maximus running strong in the last step. Hang on. Listen to it to figure it out. Oh no, 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 no. I gotta. Is it Now We Are Free? It's better in the orchestra anyway. I'm just gonna play it as I read the rest of this letter. How's that sound? But I'm not gonna like struggle through it. Gladiator. Here we go. I'm just going to play it as I read this. Now We Are Free. This song is great. Anyway, I experienced a great synchronicity right around Easter. My wife was playing music in the kitchen and the Gladiator theme song comes on. That song always hits me in the belief muscles because of the true imagery of Maximus running strong in the last step, facing his fate, then being rewarded by seeing his wife and son again at the end. There is true resonance in that music that makes you feel something very strong and very real. The next day, I'm listening to your Easter stream and you mention, face your fate, then rise. What a good way to sum up the Easter story. The truth of Jesus facing the fate of the path his Father laid before him and then rising is very true and fundamental and foundational. The truth of Jesus on Easter resonates in the gladiator music and elevates us. These synchronicities happen pretty often when listening to you and Vox, interacting with my wife and two daughters, and doing my best to stay grounded in Scripture and God's spirit of truth. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for the Bear community for writing so many inspirational stories that you read on the stream. My wife and I have been moved upward by several Bear stories. They are much appreciated. With all that said, may I be verified as Endurance Bear, an account of my enjoyment of distance running, cycling, hiking, etc. Welcome. Welcome, Endurance Bear. God bless. P.S. For anyone listening that is wondering why I get worried or have married or have children, it is worth it. For all the parents out there, reading at bedtime or any time with your little cubs is huge. The Jesus Story Bible, Chronicles of Narnia, Little House on the Prairie are all great. Not only will your children learn language, but your soul will become more healthy. The Bear Trail sounds awesome. We are in. Endurance Bear. And now we are free. Yeah, this sounds wicked powerful. All right. You guys want to hear a really good email I got? All right. 1 second, if that's okay with you. All right. This is a good story. Wake up to that shit. Oh, yeah. That song gets you. Yeah. All right. Dear Rowan, I wanted to share an experience from yesterday that helped me see why following the truth is always the right path. I attempted to go to Costco yesterday, but was refused entry because I didn't have a mask on. Multiple staff members shouted me down, and looking around, I saw that I was the only one without a mask, which made me stick out like a sore thumb. I immediately told them I would not wear a mask, as I found it personally humiliating, and asked them to allow me entry as I am a paying member. They suggested I just cover my face with a t-shirt, which totally missed the point of what I was saying and kept shouting, "It's city rules," which means nothing to me. They physically prevented me from moving any further, enforcing social distancing by breaking social distancing. Nice. And a guy waiting in line behind me yelled at the staff to kick this asshole out of here. Realizing I wasn't going to get anywhere and was not willing to sell my dignity for cheap deals, I told them that I wanted to cancel my membership immediately. I was then told to go online, but I refused to leave without going inside to shop or canceling on the spot, so a manager walked me in and terminated my membership. At no point did I lose my cool or have any regret about giving my membership despite not knowing where I could go grocery shopping in town without a mask. In fact, I walked out of there with my $120, to my surprise, and felt more secure in my convictions than ever before. The coolest part about not having a Costco membership, I remembered I could go pick up better quality local food at a small farmer's market, so I went for the first time and got tons of groceries. I wouldn't have done this normally since I would just go into the corporation to buy food, but I am a firm believer in not supporting places that hate me. To sum it up, I got paid $120 and supported a local business all because I wouldn't wear a mask to humiliate myself. If only more people followed the truth, we wouldn't be where we are now. You are a huge influence on me, and I think I remained if I remained a 26-year-old pot-smoking squirt boy, I would have been happy to degrade myself for a discounted bag of lemons. Thank you for sharing your blessing with us. It is helping us, especially young men, I think, stay true to our own. God bless, and can't wait for the next stream. Alex from Austin, Texas. What an awesome, awesome story. All right, I'll play a couple songs and then I'm going to go. I'm going to play Gunner's Dream because it's my favorite song. Floating down through the clouds. Hang on, I'm going to take the gain down. Every time I re-listen to these, if the gain is high, it sounds bad. There you go. One of my goats is probably giving birth right now to like five.
floating down through the clouds. Memories come rushing up to meet me now, but in the space between the heaven and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After this service, when you're walking slowly to the car and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band. You take her frail hand and hold on to the dream, a place to stay, enough to eat, somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear, and what's more, no one ever disappears, you never hear their standard issue kicking. Size of the tracks and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control. Everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. Tell me true, tell me why was Jesus crucified? Was it for this that Daddy died? Was it you? Was it me? Did I watch too much TV? Is that a hint of accusation in your eye? If it wasn't for the Nips being so good at building ships, the odds would still be open on the Clyde. Tell a green field from a car.
coiled steel rail, a smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they give you the trail? Your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change. Thank you. when you're out there without care. Yeah, I was out of touch. And it wasn't because I didn't know enough. Thank you.
There was something so pleasant about that day. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Coolest saloon around. Bring the Bear Trail to South Carolina. Hell yeah. I just did a lot of improving. Proving that one can master crushing. Burning books and burning keys. Yeah. Burning the house bunny chair elevated my soul a little bit tonight. I feel more artistic. I've never played a lot of that I just played in my life. I'm decalcifying my heart. A little help from my favorite Austrian. Oh, wait, my second favorite Austrian. Ludwig von Beethoven. Austrian. Let's just say today is his birthday. I'm just kidding. Old Adolfo Hilario. 432 Hertz, yeah. Beethoven is from Bonn, Germany, like my fam. Yeah, wow. Looks like you're the smartest guy in the room now. Good for you, JBT Pilatbear. Watched All's Fair in Love yesterday, starring Benny the Dog. I know my dog's in that movie. It's hilarious. Guess it, what do you guys want to hear? No one's having more fun? Yep. So freaking hilarious, thank you. How about, I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could find that Hannah and that Sancho that she's found, well, I'd pop a cop in Sancho and I'd smack her down. Well, I really wanna know, well, I really wanna say, is I'll get mine way back and I'll make it. Yeah, my soul will have to wait till I get back, find that Hannah of my own. Other words, believe me when I say that I got something for his punk ass. That song is so good. I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. Well, I had $1 million, but I spent it all. If I could fund that Hannah and that Sancho that she's found, well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho, then I'd smack her down. Well, I really wanna say Ari. Well, I really wanna say I can't define what's love and all make it. Yeah, my soul will have to wait till I get back and find a Hannah of my own. Daddy's gonna love one and all. And I feel the break, feel the break, feel the break, and I've gotta let it out. Oh yeah, well, I swear that Sancho, I can't remember. Daddy's got a new 50 cal. I got a garbage truck, garbage truck, garbage truck, and the bullets can't penetrate. Ooh, 5.56 though with a green tip can. Wait till I get back, find a Hannah of my. That song's got so much soul. It's just a dude in a lot of pain, but he's being really masculine and honest. Even though he's clearly about to make a lot of mistakes with his life. Wait till I get back, find a Hannah of my own. Believe me when I say that I've got something for his punk ass. Well, I really want to know, my baby. What else you guys want to hear? That guy did a lot of heroin. Yeah, now people just do legal heroin. There's no... You know, a lot of painful people in a lot of pain self-medicate when they don't got that Holy Spirit, nigga. Flowers in her hair, woman ears, yeah. Flowers in her hair. Some of the best, most empathic people in the world are the biggest junkies when they don't give it up to God because they can't handle the pain. I could have been a junkie. Like, fact. I feel like people's emotions, like, I can play songs I hear once by ear. How do you think it feels when I hear it? Like, I can, like, feel people's heartbeats. It's insane. Oh, how dare you? Dude, I know the squirting. To the point where, like, if I didn't have it dialed in, you know, it's like you just want to self-medicate. And, dude, it's like almost everyone is self-medicating in the whole world. All right. When we were young, we thought that everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the times I saw flowers in your hair. It takes a boy to live. It takes a man to pretend he was there.
There goes.
So then we grew a little, knew a lot. And now we demonstrate it to the cops and all the things we said. We were self-assured. It's a long road of wisdom. It's a short one to being ignored. Be in my eye. Be in my heart. It's not too late, cause you're so attractive, and the way you move, I won't close my eyes. It takes a man to live, it takes a woman to make him compromise. Be in my eye, be in my heart. Smacking my knee along. No, I don't think that MTV killed music videos. Music videos are stupid anyway. If you go back and watch the old ones, they're all demonic and psychotic. Like, even like Tom Petty, it was like, oh, MK, it's awful. Don't romanticize shit that sucks. What song is that? That's called Flowers in Your Hair by the Lumineers. Great job, BB. Thank you. No Woman, No Cry, Bob Marley. Yeah, I always like give that a shot, but I always forget the words. I think that he's like consoling a woman. Saying no one, so. No woman, no cry. No, no, no woman, no cry. Is that right? No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna play in a different key. No woman, no cry. That's a good tune. Great song. My feet are my only carriage. So I got to keep on moving through. No dumpster, no pumping. No dumpster and a no pumping, no. No dumpster and a no pumping. No porno, no squirt. No porno, no porno, no squirt. No porno, no squirt. No porno, no squirt. Well, I remember when I had a magazine. Oh, it was in the deep woods under a rock, yeah. I would go to the forest floor, and I would uncrumple that dirty magazine. Yeah. No porno, no squirt. No stain on your shirt. Squirt, no stain on your shirt. Well, I remember when I used to squirt and then spend the rest of the day saying, how dare you? Well, everyone was working. I was trolling our chat rooms as I would say things like, how dare you? Stain on your shirt. Well, I remember, yo, when I used to squirt, the only thing I would say was, how dare you? Then I would go to the Reddit chat rooms where I would attack strong men who didn't squirt. I lost my friends and I never got a wife. I hated Owen Benjamin for his life. And when I was lonely, I'd go to porno sites and then I would squirt and squirt through the night. No porno, no squirt. Everything's not gonna be alright, no. Everything ain't gonna be alright if you're squirting on your shirt. Squirt on the shirt. Oh, that was really funny. That deserved lemons. Cameras are actually hilarious. Single dudes calling a married man soon to have three kids gay. Right. Guys, it's like the upside down world, but it's all right. We are growing through it. I've been getting a lot of good feedback that like everybody loves our community. Everybody. Like people are like, so many legends have contacted me like, dude, without your community, I'd feel really alone. All right. Because so many people feel this way. It's just, it has to be decentralized. Mainstream media feeds upside down world. Adam Sandler voice. I don't feel like I'm in too good of a mood to talk like a grabber. Unbearables or ugly. Yeah. Well, that's an easy one. It is the best community. Dude, it's like, it really means a lot to a lot of people. So, and people keep writing me. They're like, oh, I just went to Bear Saloon or Bear Vibes or whatever. And they're like, everyone's crushing. I'm like, I know. Guys, I'm about to release a documentary that I haven't even watched. You want to know why? Because I trust everyone involved. Because the thing when you're working with people that want to impress you, what I've found is you hire really, really capable people. Like Anchor Bear is doing all the music. You know, the director, everybody I know does a great job. And so I never gave notes. I haven't watched it. I watched like little pieces to see the camera quality and I was like, I can't wait to see what you're going to do.
So pictures locked, color corrected, Anchor Bear's almost done with the music. I haven't fucking seen one bit. And people could think I'm crazy. No, I'm smart. Because if I were to do too much notes, people would be trying to please me, and I don't have the vision of it. You understand? Mac is awesome. Yeah. And that, dude, it's going to be on unauthorized.tv without me ever seeing any of it. And I'm going to sit and watch it with Amy, and we're going to enjoy it. And I know it's going to be good. Drop that album, BB. Yeah. Because I'm like the opposite of a micromanager to the point where it's like insane. Like, I'm like, just do your thing. It either, this is how I figured out how to do it the best. Because I've done this in the past where I'm like, just do your thing, crush, you know, startup webpage, whatever. And if the people are gammas or not cool, it becomes a nightmare. But once you know someone has a vision that you don't see, and once you have trust for somebody, and once you're like, I like Ursa Delta and all the people doing Bear, I haven't said one thing about it. Not one thing. I don't affect the vibes. I don't give notes. I don't have any control. I don't take money. I don't, nothing. And people don't understand that. They're like, well, don't you want a little taste? No. Don't you want to give no? No. And it's not because I'm this like, it's not just because I'm so such a great person. It's because that's the best way to do it, is you get people where you're like, I can't wait to see what you've done. And then you got to empower people, let them do it. That's how you build communities. The people that are just so managerial about everybody around them, don't get me wrong, occasionally I have the gamma hive freak out because I overempowered retards, but I've figured out how to handle that. You just cut them off and keep going. When you just set people free and just go crush, they always do a better job. I can't wait to see this documentary. I'll be watching it with you guys. Maybe I'll premiere it on DLive or something. I don't know. Ban the gammas and trust the bears. Yes. Bear trust bears and bears trust bears. Yeah. But you got to know the bears though. It's not just anybody with a bear name. There's people, there's wolves everywhere. But like the people I trust, I'm just like, because they never disappoint me. When the more you like, the more you micromanage people that do a good job, the more they're going to just try and please you and not do their best job. And I don't know what I want with that type of shit. I like being in control of my piano, my comedy, you know, my P.O. box. But that's about, the stream is gamma repellent. It's both. I'm a bear and wolf scolding horse. The gamma hive is great unintentional comedy. Well, now it is. It used to be like insane. Still need to vet bears. It's a lot easier though. It's way easier. Yeah, because you can just tell now. We have such a strong culture that you can start seeing when something, it's like being Japanese and someone doesn't take their shoes off. You're like, oh, obviously that guy wasn't born and raised in Japtown. That's how Japanese people talk too. They're like, oh, you're not from Japtown? You have to take off your shoe. When you have a culture of crushing, it's so easy to spot someone that's like, hello, fellow bears. I have a trusted fundraising site that I would want your money from. Isn't the Jew terrible? I hate the black, huh, fellow bears? It's like, what? One of the easiest ways you can tell if someone's LARPing is when they're like, yeah, we got to burn the Jew. And we're like, what? It's like, yeah, we got to put them back in the ovens. We're like, we don't think there were ovens. Like, nobody here wants to kill Jews. We want to crack lies. The reason the Holocaust is such a fascinating little spell is because, you know, that's why I do that joke. I used to be a big fan of Adolf Hitler until I found out he didn't kill 6 million Jews. All right. And if anybody wants to say, like, oh, Owen Benjamin said something. Sarah, I'm a comedian. DLive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. I've done 6-hour specials. I'm a professional comedian. Sarah Silverman said if Jesus Christ came back, she'd murder him again. Oh, but she's just joking. Yeah, I'm joking too. I'm a jokester. We can all play this fun game of joking. Oh, but see, he's serious right there. Is Sarah Silverman serious? No, joking. Me too. No, but you seriously said, no, okay, you want to start analyzing your favorite comedians? Those ovens are a joke for sure. Oh, dude, it's hilarious. BB has more points than Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Thank you, Kung Fu Bear. It's like, oh yeah, I can play fun games, fun joke games. Before I was on Gravel, I thought she was attractive. Now she looks like a literal goblin. Yeah, you were seeing the world through retard eyes. But BB jokes are violence. I know. They can argue that all they want. They can. It's just they're not. So, you know. Chris Rock wants more dead white babies. Right. But see, the thing is they don't have a standard to hold you to. But it's a way to figure out who you want to be around. You know, and now Chrissy Teigen is like a judge. It's like, and legally, things are getting so weird out there that it's just becoming so LARPy. How are you supposed to enforce laws when you don't have laws? Like, you just have people being like, I feel like you should be punished. Bill Burr's a conspiracy theorist. He's just a pussy about it. He's pathetic, man. That guy's pathetic. All right, any final questions? There was no ovens, guys. Cremation, you have to then grind the bones. It takes like hours. When you burn a body, oh, damn you. It's like when you burn a body, you get a skeleton. You don't turn it to ash. Do you know how much energy it takes to burn one body? That's why you need pigs. And why? Auschwitz is the size of a Costco. Dude, that's why they bulldozed it like Sandy H. They had to bulldoze it. Why? Because it's mathematically absurd. Hey, Ellen, what plants are good for potash? Anything that likes alkaline soil. So not blueberries. Potash is great. You got to get nice and white. Ashy. No Jews in it. And you put in the soil. And that's why wildfires are good for forests, because it germinates. Dude, the soil is unbelievable. But don't let it get wet before you put it in the soil. I might have to shave my beard, man. Or I just keep going with it, because I can't stop rubbing it. You were mentioned referencing funny today in an older Jeffrey D YouTube video. I don't know what that means. No one knows what it's like behind tarred eyes. Yeah. Hey, ugly Jew. Thanks for the diamond. Finally, a Jew who gets it. Or someone who just consents the turning of the tide and want to be at the front of the financial scam on this one, too. Either way, it's fine, ugly Jew. I've really grown fond of you. Even though me saying your DLive name may get me in trouble with the ADL, I'm sure that's one of your many scams, isn't it, ugly Jew? Hey, look, it's ugly Jew. Clipped. And he said Jews are ugly. Sue him, Ira. Sue him. For those of you that have any context, there is a man named Ugly Jew who always hangs out. So I'm referencing his name. Hey, but I just made a clip, and now we're going to come after your Rethorthed. Hey. Keep it up. He said you were funny, basically. I'm one of the funniest people in the world. Many times not intentionally. But it doesn't matter. The effect is still the same. Yeah, Ugly Jew is setting a trap. Hey, it's the Ugly Jew. Clip. The ADL just launched another campaign against Owen Benjamin for saying Jews are ugly. And then, of course, I can't be like, no, they're all super handsome. Like, I'm not going to lie. So then I'm stuck, and Ugly Jew knows it. And that's when he starts squeezing. I get it, Ugly Jew. I know what you're up to. When someone makes a clip, they should just say clipped. I don't know what any of this clipping means. Follow everybody that that does clips on YouTube that is bare. I just don't want to like bring attention to them. All right. Dude, the ADL, Jews must not like the ADL at this point. It's like so bad for Jews. Like they're so annoying to everybody. I bet Jews at this point are like, hey, ADL, we're fine. Like, can you guys stop like horribly alienating all of us? It's like, but don't you want us to stop hate by collecting millions of dollars in bribe money? No. I'm not Owen Benjamin. Yeah. Check out what Papa J. Bear said. Subscribe to that. He does a fantastic job, and he has a PayPal. Donate to him. He's a family man. He's on his fifth version. He's a loyal crusher. I'm not allowed to have a PayPal. Does Mountain Bear have a new channel? Well, he's on BitChute, and I'm sure he has a new channel. He doesn't stop. They're Irish. Irish people have been through much, much worse. Guys, the Irish have survived Darwin. You think they give a shit about quarantines and fucking gay mayors? Come on. Goldstein called out the ADL. Yeah, Goldstein has balls. I think they only half clipped his ween. Are any songs? A stream on Antarctica, please, would be amazing. I've done many, but I'll do another one. The Irish Crush, yes. I expect the PayPal to be deleted eventually. Maybe not. You never know how these waves happen. I think they went after me because I used to go after Eric Weinstein because he said he called me the common man's genius, which pissed me off. He used to call me on the phone a lot too. Kind of a lonely guy, but I used to like him, but now I don't. And so he's real tight with the CEO of PayPal, and I think that he conspired. That's a theory, opinion, alleged. I'm joking. I believe that him and old man Thiel wanted to get rid of Big Bear's money flow. Well, their little Babylonian magic squares caked in debt, I don't think will be very effective moving forward. Eric Weinstein thinks he has a theory of everything. He's a total gravel. His mind is like a tangled, like, yarn ball of shit. Tight with Thiel? Yeah, he handles all of Thiel's money. They're like billionaires. I remember when he was like, if you need any resources, just let us know. And I know what the fuck that means. I know what that means. I'll never take any resources from those grammars. So they took all mine. My life's been such a beautiful tragedy. It's like I have the best life in the world and just constant abuse. It's like they offered me all this money. We'll give you resources. Just let us know. Do you want to come to Peter Thiel's house? We're having a dinner. Okay, no. And then now it's like, okay, we're going to take your ability to make money. Okay. That's a terrible deal, Eric. If you need any resources as he jingles and jangles about it. Dude, I mean, they have so much. They're like billionaires. And they just hide it because they're fucking so paranoid. They're so paranoid. Like Eric was telling me, he's like, you know, last time they let the grabber, he didn't call himself a grabber, but he's like, they let us into Turkey, you know, when everything went down. I'm like, I don't think Turkey's going to take you this time, buddy. I think you guys have pissed off a few too many. Wait till everybody's pensions are all gone. Not only is that coming, it has to come. Like, I don't make big Illuminati predictions like, oh, they're going to sacrifice a goat at 11 a.m. on the Easter. No, no. But the economic inevitabilities, I make predictions all the time. And mark my words, everyone's pensions are gone. Maybe not in your lifetime. You know, if you're 60, I don't know. Maybe you can hurry up and die and you keep your pension. I don't know. But it has to. You can't keep, and that's why they want open borders, because they keep trying to put people in debt, because the only way they can print money is if someone takes a loan. And so now that, like, all these people are defaulting, it's like there's no money. Guys, it's such a mess that that's why the bears are crushing, because people are getting in control of their food supply. And it's not going to be like, you know, end of everything on fire. Like, yeah. You know, the way I see it is it's like the modern living is so comedic and fat that I think starvation is just someone becoming a little thinner. But people are going to be spiraling. You know, or maybe it goes to shit. I don't know. I think that there's just so much fucking wealth and fat now that realize this. I myself am a bit angry because I lost my job over a lie. Yes, welcome to my world. I get it. A lot of us relate to that. It's why my dad is taking his Social Security out early. Yeah, he's cashing in. You know, the baby boomers, they just want to die as fast as they can so they don't have to pay their debts. That's the problem with atheism. They don't think about their kids at all. They're like, we will die before this bill is paid. And atheists don't care where they go. They're like, we're dirt. And that's why they're obsessed with sodomy. Because there's real self-hatred that comes when you think that you're just going to be shit. And everything I'm saying is true. I'm more worried about feeding my animals than myself. You'll be fine, Armenian werewolf. It's the people in crippling. I think it's more the top is going to be a little more fun. A little scary for our retirement parents. Oh, well, if you're a scared person, then, you know, there's that. Guys, family is wealth. If you're close to your parents, they'll be fine. There's so much food everywhere that you have to seriously just run around with a lollipop in your asshole, or else you have so much time to prepare, and it's so easy to fucking grow food. I almost want to wear a mask out of shame for everyone else. The top is more fucked than the bottom. Fact. The top's entire, like, the trillionaires and all these people, like, the people that are just, that's why they're all spiraling. Because their entire thing, this is the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the world. My parents can live with me. Same with mine. If you have Logos, it's all a blessing. All of it. Every disaster that hits you is a freedom. They're just taking the shit away. They're burning dead wood. If you don't have tons of money invested in like the S&P futures and shit, I'm guessing you don't, right? Right? You're fine. But that's going to cause a lot of paranoia and freakouts at the top. But they're only going to get more pathetic if you're based. Great time to be alive. One of the best times I can think of. Except for maybe the Middle Ages. I feel like the Middle Ages were fucking awesome. I think everybody's always like putting down the Middle Ages because there was no usury. I mean, there would be, but there was jubilees. And like people only had to work 12 weeks a year and they were just building beautiful cathedrals. Because money was so, everyone was richer. This is what people don't get. Yeah, you didn't have giant McMansions and shit, but your time, Everyone had big families and they worked like 12 weeks a year building beautiful things. And the rest of the time they crushed. You know, hung with their family, learned languages, very learned. It's a wonderful time. Middle Ages were not dark, guys. The Grabber calls it the Dark Ages because they invert everything. They think the anus is a sex organ. Is the beginning of the Golden Ages? I think the Golden Ages have already started. I just think there's going to be possibly hundreds of years of pushback. Eric Weinstein couldn't grow a chia pet, let alone a garden. No, all he can grow is deceit and lies and a little web. This is the better days. No, life is getting better. Middle Ages history is gravel. Yes. Look at what they were building. It's like people are like, no, we have industrial. We build giant flimsy boxes. You go back at that shit that they used to build, and it's just like, how did they do that? It's because they had more wealth, way more wealth, more time, more wealth, more family, more health. People lived way longer. It's like, oh, everyone died at 30 and it was very violent. No, there were people living in their hundreds. There was people in my recent extended family that lived in their, like every great grandparent lived in their mid 90s. It's all a lie. And once you understand it, it's both horrifying and extremely freeing. Gravy right here, BB gets it. Yeah, the Middle Ages were awesome. And then so now that you know the Grabber, and it's obviously not just Jews, it's just a way of living. It's like these shit-eating little bastards. Now that you understand them, don't you think the Renaissance, the rebirth, the illumination, the Age of Enlightenment, don't you think that was probably when they just started exploiting people? Now that you understand how they think? They took these faithful, legendary, family-oriented, salt-of-the-earth crushers, and they opened it up to sodomy and usury and debt and exploitation. And dude, it's the opposite of what people say. It could take hundreds of years. Guys, we could have like horror coming our way, but we are going more golden. Fact. Like, we're not descending, we're ascending. Like, when I was a kid, you know, it's like if you turn on the TV or look at some of these kids, it seems like they're descending because they're just like, what? But it's not. There's a massive group of people that are reconnecting with tons and tons of knowledge. Tons. Age of Enlightenment was when the yoga mats came out. They didn't sell in time. Right, right. Thousand-year golden age is upon us. I think it started already. That's why I think there's so much, like, lights don't just turn on. It's like, there's massive growing pains. Coming from a giant, let me tell you, when you grow, it hurts. When you grow fast, there's a lot of pain. I know a lot of you guys never grew. You were just born and now you're that same height and you hate me for my height. But when you grow, there's your body aches and you sleep a lot and you freak out. Our grandchildren will benefit greatly from our willingness to let go of the material. Yes. And when you do that, you become masters of the material. You know, look at what they built. Look at the skills they have. Like, it's not letting go of the material. It's becoming masters of the material. It's not about saying, oh, I don't care about material. I'll just live in this can or something. No, it's saying I have, like, it's like when your mind opens and you have your hands and your eyes and your ear, like eyes to see, ears to hear. You know, my old bed was made by hand by my great grandfather with a knife. Guys, it's insane. Like this giant wooden frame that was just carved with a knife. And it's like stunning. And people just forgot. And now they're reconnecting. You know, I'm worrying about potash and crushing. My kid's dad, son, 6.5 and 2. Exactly, BB. I think the Renaissance was the naissance. No musical notes before until the 14th century. How is that possible? It's total nonsense. Total nonsense. BB, what are your thoughts on arranged marriages? It's better than bar sodomy. To be fair, Joe Rogan doesn't know that much about growing pains. He has no idea. He's never grown. My grandmother, her sister lived past 100, and my father is healthy and 100. Yeah. Guys, our net, this is going to sound crazy, but see, the beauty of me at this point is that's assumed. People are like, Big Bear Ladle's gravy. I can say shit that people find crazy and they don't have to leave because they're like, it's the Big Bear because it's consistent. I think the average human lifespan should be 120. I said it. I don't care. Go fuck yourself. That's my belief. I think the average natural human lifespan is 120 years. I think they sold us an insane lie. I think the Industrial Revolution humiliated the human body. And my dad is hand-carved mahogany. Yep. At least. No, I think average human life is 120. Like right now, us. I think there was times when people live longer, obviously. But I think the average human life span was 120. That's biblical, BB, 120. Yeah, and it makes total sense, too. Makes total sense. 120 is in the Bible, but it's also like, that's my, like, that's what I believe that, because dying at 80, 85, you think it's a long life, but it really, a lot of it comes from the way we live, the sitting, the lack of nutrition, our lack of faith, our grappled minds, our, you know, so doctors cause a lot of premature death. Yeah, 250,000 a year is medical error. Just error. It's not like, oh, he was really sick, so he died in the hospital. So many of those are medical error. But if you're sick and you go to the hospital and you die, they just count it as like, oh, he died. 250,000 a year are killed by doctors. Where it's like, sorry. When people start drinking aborted fetus tissues, their lives were shortened. Fact. 120 knowledge, 120 wisdom, 120 understanding, 360 degrees of consciousness. Woo Bear, that's really intense. 350,000? I would assume it's like a million. But like the mainstream number is 250,000. Our DNA is coming back online ever since 2012. I don't know what that means. 120 for sure. All this sitting is a big problem. Yes. Sitting's worse than smoking. What? I'm dead serious. Sitting for like hours and hours and hours a day is worse than smoking cigarettes. My grandmother lived to be late 90s. She was German, just saying. Yeah, but what about the prairie N-words that you're related to, Coddington Bear? How long did they live? Long enough to take a scalp of a Tartarian? Huh? Dude, what do you think the history was of the set? Like, what the hell were the Indians? I just assume that history's completely graveled. I'm guessing people weren't giving each other smallpox and blankets. Now that I'm getting a little more of a handle on medicine. If we all went to our own doctor and took care of ourselves, 120. Dude, 120 is what it should be. All right. Any final songs? My grandma is an able-bodied 90 and lives off sugar and tea. Okay. I walk 7 miles a shift, sometimes over 17,000 steps. Sounds like someone has OCD. Indians were black? I buy it. I think the Indians were bred out. That's what I think. Or they weren't even here. I have so many theories now that I know that the main... blankets, smallpox, okay. Skirmishes. I think with population size, I think over hundreds of years, you just breed them out. And you'd be surprised how much genocide happens without blood. I'm sure you killed some Indians, but like... You just keep wearing down the bloodline until they look fucking white almost. I bet in like 1500, the Indians were like really dark. And they just fucked him out of existence. All right. Song request, Three Little Birds. Well, I just did a Bob Marley. They made them wear masks. Hilarious. Probably weren't that many. I just think they got fucked out. Custer was a hat with a vaccine schedule. I would believe it. Constant lying causes you to die earlier. Yes. The Indians were the ambitious Asians. Hilarious. I just think they got banged out. Got fucked out of existence. I'm dead serious. If you look at generationally how quickly you can take someone and make them white or black, like let's say you're a white woman and you make the mistake and you go with a bike thief, your kid's going to, you know, be half. And then let's say that kid goes with a black guy or black girl. And then one more generation, you're black now. You know, it's the same with Indians. Like in 80 years, you can completely change the way you look without any blood, like murder. It's just like, that's why demographics are destiny when it comes to, I think most genocides are just people banging people out. Killing a lot of people is really hard. Don't you think in modern industrial, consumerist, atheistic, psychotic living, we'd see a little bit more genocide? It's not easy. It's not easy to do genocide. You know, like there would be, think about how immoral everyone is and how like sex and bloodlusty and just grotesque and how many more people there are now. And you just don't see these gulag execution camps. You just don't. Generations. No one has ever seen it. It's like COVID-19. It's like, have you seen gas chambers? The Muzzies get it. Lots of children. Yeah, I know. They're out. They're, dude. It's how many children do you have? People are like, yeah, but they say Muhammad and I believe in the Trinity. It's like, how many children do you have? Obviously none, because I need to squirt. It's like, you are losing. But I mean, dude, in Alaska, the natives are super inbred. Yeah, but see, what were they like 300 years ago? If you're like, you know, fucked with for a while. And you just get really inbred. You know, that's the thing. It's so fast how these things can change. COS stole children from the American Indian. I'm sure that happened. But my point is very valid. The ugly Jew. They need us constantly fighting amongst ourselves, not killing each other. Divide and conquer. Of course, the ugly Jew says that. He doesn't want anyone to... enact revenge for what his people have done. No, but he's absolutely right. They need people constantly saying, I even saw Trump do it recently. He was like, well, the Democrats don't dare go at the mosques, just the churches. And I'm like, it's so obvious at this point. It's like, oh, you want us now to fight with the Muzzies? Who's the next one? Redheads? Like, this is retarded. I mean, those Democrats, I mean, Nancy Pelosi... won't even, she, dude, it's like, dude, do you know how many actual, like how actual people are? If they saw an open mosque during this time, they'd be like, good for those guys. And the Muzzies are just like, hello. No, that's not your oppressor. And everyone knows it at this point. Think about how demonized the white man has been. Are you actually an oppressor? I'm not. Think about how many bike thieves in the city are like, oh, the white man. Are you oppressing them? You know you're not. You know you're not, right? So apply that all over the place. Like you get the bike thief to think that all their problems are because of white people and they don't help themselves at all. They just sit there and play video games. They try and do it all the time. But BB, the Muzzies are bad in the Call of Duty. I know. All right. The Jews were hijacked by the grabbers. Yeah. I think their entire religion changed after the Holocaust. I have this whole theory. Because you know the main thing that unifies Jews now is, according to a Pew Research poll, 70% was the number one thing that makes you a Jew is the Holocaust. I think it became this crazy death victim cult in the 1940s. I mean, they were always a little grabby, but I think that something massive changed in Jewish culture in the 1940s. All right, I'll play to build a home. That's crazy if your religion is based on a fake genocide. I mean, we all know that that's victimhood, right? The Jews didn't used to be that crazy. I mean, they were like weird, You know, they'd be in the outskirts of town being like, does anybody want a porno? Ugh. But the 1940s, everything, like the Zionism changed everything. The whole pathological victimhood. Ugly Jew gets it, ask him. A lot of Jews are sick of it. A lot of Jews are sick of it because they know you can't progress. You can't progress. 1940s is when schools started teaching global birth. Yeah, 1940s, everything, like, that's why they call them the greatest generation, because they were the greatest for the machine. They're like, yeah, do whatever you want to us. And then the baby boomers are like, what? Want to love a one? I'm going to build a home and I'm out. I'm just having a great time. I'm just having a great time being in my little corner of the world with my little itchy beard. Zionism has changed Christianity too? 100%. Christianity became like, the 1940s fucked a lot up, man. Yeah, you can't just point at the Jew and say, ah, the Jew. Look at Steven Crowder. Look at Joel Osteen. Look at the 700 Club. Christianity was so based, and then it became so bad. Like, it became so perverse and so, like, tricky and lying and about money. Dude, like, the concept that Christians would be approving of sodomy and usury is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowingly crazy. It's why I get a little affectionate about the Muslims, because, like, I just like people who follow the rules. You know, like, somebody was sworn in on a Quran, and, of course, all the civic nationalist baby boomers were like, eh, a Quran? And I'm like, oh, so now another book that people can just not, can disgrace. Don't act like you've been following the Bible, motherfucker. Don't act like anybody in Congress that puts their hand on the Bible and swears on it, that could be a porno. They don't care. Why do you care if it's a Quran or a Bible? At least now they're disrespecting the Quran. You should be happy, you fat fuck. You think that when Nancy Pelosi and One-Eyed Weenus, what's that guy's name? Fucking pirate face. When they put their hand on the Bible, you think they're like, I'm going to uphold this holy book. No, of course not. They disgrace it and throw it in shit. So when people go, oh, so now it's a Quran, it's like, oh, so now they'll just, if we lived according to the Quran, it would be 1 million times more biblical than how we currently live. Right now we live according to the Talmud. So when people are like, oh, so now it's a Quran, it's like, oh yeah, that's just another prop. It's just another puppet. Yeah, Crenshaw. Yeah, like so when Crenshaw puts his hand on the book, like that, you know, yes means yes, no means no, no usury, no sodomy, you know, they're not, it's every time they do it, it's a lie. So why do you care what book they use? They could put a Mad Magazine up there. And if they served according to the Mad Magazine, it would be more biblical than what we really do. Right now, they're putting their hand on the, on, it's insane how little people think through anything. If we lived according to the Quran, our taxes would go down and there would be no more abortion or gay marriage or it, like everything these fake Republicans would ask for, it would happen immediately. It wouldn't be exactly like the Bible, but it would be like 99.99999% closer to the Bible than what we currently do. Oh, under Sharia law, we would, no, under Sharia law, you pay like 3% tax. No, but right now you pay like 60% if you make a lot of money. Anyone else, 30%. Tax on everyone. Tax. It's mind-blowingly stupid when people are like, but the Quran. Goat ownership would go way up. Yeah, I know. I would make a killing in the goat business. All right. I'm going to play this song. That's why it's like respecting Muslims makes you a better Christian. Because at least you start paying attention to the book. You want to start talking about the differences between the Bible and Quran? Great. But follow the Bible then. With a Quran, added a dude. And so, you know, it's mostly the Bible. But, you know, it's... So instead, we're just going to watch porn and get into debt and squirt. It's like, okay, so your two options are... So you have something that's very close to the Bible, pretty much. Abrahamic.
You know, it's, you're in the same ballpark. And then you have pure unadulterated Satanism. Yeah, I mean, at least the Satanism isn't the Quran. Okay, you have, you know, the Quran and the Bible are like this close. And right now, our laws would be like here to like Japan. Do you think there'd be 40-week abortions where you sell the baby parts to food companies with the Quran? No, but I mean, it's the, we fought for our freedom. All right. 3.3% tax rate, a little bit of Jesuit thrown in there. Hilarious. I think that is an onion-like site. All right, I'll play the song. Quran or squirt. Okay, so if we can't have the Bible, we're going to go with the true unadulterated Satanism. So the Quran is extra evil. But see, the Quran is so much closer to the Bible than the pure unadulterated materialistic Satanism that you currently live in. I mean, listen, if I don't get the pure Christian Bible, I am going to be a freak thotamite. Okay? I'm just going to sit in my farm because I think you're all fucking insane. Right. I knew Francis is the false prophet, but that's a new... Have you stopped watching pornos yet? Are you still in debt? It's like, what, do you need someone to list your priorities in your life? Yeah, that's like being like on fire and someone being like, there's a branch over there, there's a branch 2 miles away that could fall on me. It's like, you're currently on fire. How dare you? Does the Church of Satan have a Bible? Yeah, it's called Time Magazine. There we go. There is a house built out of stone. Wooden floors and walls and windowsills. Tables and chairs worn out of the dust. This is the place where I feel feel alone. This is the place where I feel at home. The cracks of the skin, I climb to the top. I climb the tree to see the world. When the gusts came around to blow me down, I held on as tightly as you. Held on as tightly as you held on me.
now. It's time.
Such a good song. All right, guys, I'm going to land the plane. Clean windows. Nice. Thanks for all the lemons, everybody. Did we release the lemons? Hopefully. I like hanging out with you guys at night. It's fun. Do you know how much healthier this is than a bar? That's why I don't mind doing so many hours a day of streaming. Sometimes I'm like, Big Bear, you're flooding. They can't even keep up. It's like, think about how much time people would just spend watching Hollywood movies or being at a bar. This is just 432 hertz music. I'm not going to make any claims. I'm a comedian. This is all satire. It's just my opinion. I'm allegedly. I think it like cures diseases. I think 432 hertz piano vibrates out. It's a frequency that I legitimately think lowers stress, which is what cures diseases. I think laughter and community, not feeling alone, literally cures cancer. Literally. Allegedly. I mean, I'm a comedian, in my opinion. And so, you know, being in like bars or watching Hollywood, it's like this is, I just think this is definitely more healthier. Frequencies can cure diseases. Yes, fact. And I'm becoming a better piano player now that I have a saloon to play in. I play way more with you guys than I would by myself, you know? So I value this. All right, thanks everybody who sent me those great letters. Man, those are some good ones tonight, huh? Agreed, you're hitting on multiple points. Keep crushing, you're doing great, BB. Yeah, laughter, truth, and logos-driven music is healing as fuck. It is. It heals me. Dude, I've had some broken times in my life, man. That's one reason why I think I just don't have the fear other people do. And people are like, aren't you scared of Bill Gates? I'm like, dude, I've had someone hold a fucking knife to my throat before. What are you talking about? Bill Gates couldn't reach me. Would rather be in this saloon than watching. Yeah, I've had someone had a knife to my throat telling me to get on my knees. And we didn't. Me and my brother didn't get on our knees. And we survived. I don't know. Maybe it's like what James True talks about with the adrenal, your adrenal memory. Like people that haven't been through a lot, I think they get really scared really easily. Or people that have been, I don't know what it is, but there's certain types of people that just don't feel that fear because they're like, this is stupid. It almost feels like sometimes in these conspiracy channels that I'm in a haunted house where everybody's like, ooh, and I'm like, what are you, it's like the chip. Like, what are you fucking scared? What? And I'm not mad at people. I'm just like, I don't. James True Gravy is sometimes too thick for me. Well, here's the thing about James. He free flows hard. Like, he'll say something one day and the next day be like, oh, I was totally wrong yesterday. And once you understand that he's just working through ideas in real time, he's a brilliant dude. But don't look at him like he's got it all figured out. He's working through it. He's best apocalypse ever. Like, he's. The best way to appreciate James True is understand that you're watching someone trying to figure out a puzzle in real time. And when you understand that, he is so calming. Yeah, and he's brilliant. He's a brilliant man. But like, for example, like he thinks that I don't even know if he thinks it. He's working through these ideas, like honestly and courageously. Like when he's talking about like telling your kids Santa Claus exists and shit like that, I totally disagree with that. But it doesn't even register as a negative because I can see his point. I can see him working through things. And the fact that I disagree with that doesn't matter at all. You know, I can understand how people can get wrapped up in little things like that where they're like, well, Big Bear says never to tell your kids about Santa. And James True says telling your kids about Santa is the best way to get them to like learn what lies are. And you don't have to pick mommy or daddy, guys. Like, I was having a laugh with James recently because he's gotten really optimistic. And I'm like, dude, how funny is it that you went from thinking 56 million people were going to die to now you think that, like, medicine's being decentralized, best apocalypse ever, you know, this is all for the great. And he's like, I'm like, in the matter of a week. And he was like, best apocalypse ever. That's one crucial thing about surviving this. Not only surviving, but growing. Is you have to be okay with people working through ideas and working through lies and truth and what reality is. Because so many things are being revealed in real time that if someone like is working through stuff live, it's so good for you as long as you don't hold on to every word and say, oh, this is the truth. Oh, this is the truth. Oh, I gotta like, you know, don't act like a foreman at a fucking construction site where it's like you keep changing the blueprint. You know, like dudes like James are helping people work through these thoughts and ideas. And he's fearless. And he's really smart. And he's worked through so many lies that now he's at the point where he's seeing the benefit of trauma when getting through things. And so when people are watching this in real trauma, yeah, might be wrong, but not lying. Exactly. And so when he's telling you there's a benefit to lies, he's still not lying. He's working through these ideas. Like, what is the point of lying? Like, why do people demonize lying? Like, without lies, how do we know what true is? That's a great thought. You can't be scared. Like when someone's like, yeah, there might be a benefit to lies. Oh, that means you're a liar. Now I can't believe anything. It's like, there without cold, there's no hot. You know, you got to, so that's such a valid thought where you're like, okay, without a lie, how does someone understand what the truth is? You know? Like, that's why I believe God allows Satan, because you have to have that which is not God in order to define God. The blueprint is fuzzy and James is trying to figure out how to build it. Exactly. And it's like, forget about a blueprint. It's like the biggest blueprint. It's like the hardest riddle. Like, what the fuck is all this? Is it like, you know? It's not effective to lie. No, but the grand lies. Like, what's the point? Because it's so much better to live and survive in a world where you don't think everyone's coming to get you. You have to think, me picking that weight up 50 times in a row is going to make me stronger. You can't be like, oh, now there shouldn't be any weight in the world. It's like, what is the good that can come from a lie? Not to lie to someone, not to break trust, not none of that. Just stop. Like, don't just react. Because James True cracked some big lies and got a lot of heat, a lot of shit. So in order to survive the type of shit that people like him and me have been through, where it's just you have thousands of people being like, you're the Satan, you're the devil, you're evil, you're a bigot, you're Nazi, you have to think, okay, what's the good that can come from this? What's the good from cracking a lie? You know? And then resistance builds strength, exactly. Yeah, and so then, yeah, Sam Harris is gay. Harris is gay, fact. Fear is burning energy. Right, but like, so that's why when you're absorbing the gravy of James True, just understand you're watching a guy in real time, like myself in a lot of ways. I just think the fact that I'm a comedian, it's less, like, the fact that I'm blatantly a comedian, people give me a wider berth. You know, so when I'm working through shit and I'm just making something funny, you know, I think it makes it easier for people, but I'm similar to him in this way. Like, you're watching someone in real time working through very, very complicated ideas as best he can. And when you see that, you realize he's a national treasure. Sam Harris has ogre ears. That's not a lie. And ogre ears help Sam somehow. All right, you and True riff off each other very well. Yeah, he reminds me of like a family member. Like, he could have been a brother in my family. Like, my brother, love. Like, I could see, that's the thing, is he's obsessed with campfires. Like, I could picture me, him, and my brother around a campfire for fucking days. Where people are like, come inside. It's like, dude, we almost cracked it. All right, I got to go. If you want to send me a letter, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unauthorized.tv, and then he looks like your brother. Dude, there's a weird thing with that. Yeah, he does. Have James back on sometime? Obviously. Your comedy helped the conspiracy community lighten up a little bit. Right. I know that's my purpose, and that's a good thing that I bring. It's like, because it's so easy to look at these people and lies and be like,
I think I'm like the jock that they needed, where I'm like, yeah, it's great. Run some more fucking hills. Where it's like, eh, Gates can try. He's a little faggot. And people are like, wait a minute, we can just be like that? It's like, yeah. I think I supplied the fucking meathead vibe that they desperately needed. You know, it seems like they were more the Dungeons and Dragons kids, and I was more the lacrosse player. Were there, and I'm not putting them down. It was like, they're like, they figured shit out. And I'm like, you know, they figured out that there's like, there's a wolf in the gymnasium. And they figured out no one else knew there was a wolf. And I'm like, great, kick it in the face. And they're like, what? It's like, all right, everybody, let's have fun. Throw little crossballs at it until it runs away. And everyone's like, we can just do, yeah, we can just fuck it. Fuck the wolf. It's fine. Since you gave Matt feedback, his streams have gotten hilarious. Yeah, because the thing about a lot of these conspiracy guys is they're really funny. They just won't let themselves be funny. Like Matt from Quantum, the thing that makes people funny a lot of times is seeing things that are so obvious that other people don't see. You know, like when the doctor was like asking my wife, like, oh, do you want to also get your tubes tied? And I was like, fucking no. And on the way home, she was like, and I was like, he's staying away from the tubes. Like, it was just a question. I'm like, that would be like if I'm going in for a checkup and they're like, man, I can take your balls away. Like no one, and the comedian sees an obviously ridiculous thing that most people don't see. And so I present it in a pleasurable way. You know, how to be married, not be murdered. 2.5 million views before YouTube took it down. So when you got guys like Matt and even Crow is hilarious when he wants to be. All these guys, Weiss, when you got these guys that can see shit that other people can't see, Vox has a phenomenal sense of humor. You know, it's like when you see shit that other people don't see and you have a high pattern recognition, you can make it funny really easily. But a lot of people, when they're not shown that algorithm, they're just like, they're coming for us. And it's like, oh, come on. How to stay felt in pandemic is going, how to stay fat in a pandemic is going to crush. Even Richie is stepping it up. Is Richie getting funnier again? Guys, my goal is to help Richie from Boston. You understand that, right? I can be like, that's the thing. I'm like the meathead jock in the fucking truth community. Like, I know I can be hard on people. If I could get Richie from Boston to make fun of being the fat wilderness survival guide, it would help him and his whole audience. That's what I want. I don't want to crush these people. Like when I'm going hard at Richie from Boston, I promise you, it isn't because I want to break him. Richie's not funny. Right. If he can't be funny, then he's not gifted at the truth. If he can't laugh at himself, if he has to do despair, if he has to be Richie lives in a van down by the Boston River. Hey, don't knock the van life. I get it. Boxes and logos and streams the last few days have crushed. Yes, they have. They've been great. But like a good roasting burns the fat. Right. Like Matt from Quantum, his streams without question have improved since giving him that advice. But he never annoyed me like Richie from Boston. Like Matt was always, I've always liked him a lot. I could just tell he was in unnecessary pain where it was like, he couldn't laugh at, I can't explain it. You guys get it. All right, I gotta go. Deep Truth is almost always funny. It's always funny. You just have to have the right rhythm. Bitchy needs guidance and roasting. He needs to laugh at himself. He can't just keep winding everyone up in despair. So it's like, if he could laugh at that, if I'm like, because you have to understand, like if you're like a huge Richie from Boston fan, you see a guy like me in the wrong context, you're like, oh, he's attacking Richie. Everyone's attacking Richie. The only reason you think that is because Richie has a victim complex. Look at how different it is now when you see people attacking me. You think it's funny. You're like, Gamma. I see the comments you guys do. Like someone will be like, oh, and Benjamin. And people just write like, squirt. Are you squirting? Because you know that I'm not a victim. You know? You don't have to defend me. It's funny. Like when you see someone be like, oh, Owen Benjamin, the fucking cult leader. Just like, oh, did you just squirt? I want Richie to have that. But I know he infantilizes himself and he pushes victim culture because his fans are always like, not Richie. Richie, get the fuck away from Richie from Boston. He's a grown man. And so I know I'm right about that. And so he has to step it up and he has to stop being a little bitch. And the only way to do that is direct call outs. He's a fat slope. He's got Oriental eyes. Always a legend with an army.
Yes. And look at how different it is how my people react when I feel bad for Richie. Stop. If you feel bad for him, you put him in his pit. It's like if you're like, oh no, not Richie, oh, I feel bad for you. That you're keeping him frozen. You're keeping him frozen in shit. Say, get the fuck up, Richie. Hey, bitchy from alleged Boston. You're a fat slope. Oh, because he's got to laugh at himself, dude. If not, it's like all he does is spread despair. He's just a cancer. Rich used to sleep in a bunk bed with Dubé. Are you serious? I believe it. That's why I don't like Dubé either. Because he's like, admit your mind is gravy. He's never even said that. Obviously, we made that up. But it's like, admit your mind is gravy. And it's like, I'm fine. It's like, admit your mind is gravy now. You'll never be the same. You always remember who did it to you. It was Eric Dubé. And now you know the world's flat. I'm like, did you just try and take my virginity? Am I a 14-year-old girl? Get the fuck away from me, Dubé. I'll punch you right in the face. Admit your mind is gravy. If you punch my face, you have gravy on your hand. Shut the fuck up. This is how men are supposed to help each other? Fact. Think about how much more effective Bitchy from Boston would be if he was like, I get it, I'm a fat slow, but, you know, I got to go. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 9335, unauthorized.tv. Much love, everybody. Take care. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and bull guy.